BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The Trump administration has dramatically stepped up its dispute with Harvard University, blocking its ability to enroll foreign students. The Homeland Security Secretary said the aim was to root out anti-Americanism and anti-Semitism on campus. John Sudworth is in New York.
The government has now doubled down, halting Harvard's ability to enroll international students, who make up around a quarter of the 24,000-strong student body and provide a significant source of income. In a letter announcing the move, the US Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem accused the university of fostering violence, anti-Semitism, and coordinating with the Chinese Communist Party. Harvard called the decision unlawful and said it threatened serious harm, not only to the university, but to the country.
The man suspected of shooting dead two Israeli embassy staff members in Washington Wednesday night has been charged with two counts of first-degree murder. Elias Rodriguez is also charged with murder of a foreign official and various firearms offences. Jake Kwan reports.
The killing of Sarah Milgram and Yaron Lischinsky shocked Washington and prompted global condemnation. They'd planned to travel to Jerusalem next week to get engaged. The suspect is now charged with two counts of first-degree murder, as well as murder of a foreign official. The U.S. attorney Jeanine Pirro said he could face additional charges. The police raided the suspect's home in Chicago today and are examining writing apparently authored by the suspect. In court, he was told he could be facing the death penalty or life in prison.
The UN says water wells in parts of the Gaza Strip are shutting down because Israel is not allowed in any fuel for 80 days. A small number of trucks carrying flour and other supplies have been allowed entry in recent days. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has accused some of his country's closest allies of siding with rapists and baby killers after they criticised Israel's conduct in Gaza. Britain, France and Canada on Monday condemned the expanded Israeli military operation and denial of humanitarian aid to civilians in the territory and threatened concrete actions if they didn't stop. Here's Wira Davis.
In recent weeks, Benjamin Netanyahu has been backed into a corner by critics at home and abroad after his decision to intensify the war against Hamas in Gaza and the worsening humanitarian crisis. Tonight, the Israeli leader hit back. Mr. Netanyahu accused his allies of emboldening Hamas after earlier this week they signed a strongly worded letter condemning Israel's actions in Gaza. The Israeli leader made his remarks after earlier speaking to US President Donald Trump, who reportedly expressed his support for Israel's goals and the war in Gaza.
BBC News. Senators in the Democratic Republic of Congo have approved a government request that the former president Joseph Kabila be stripped of his parliamentary immunity and charged with treason. Kinshasa accuses its former leader of supporting the Rwandan-backed M23 rebels who've captured vast territory in eastern Congo. Temesgen Debesai reports.
Joseph Kabila has lost the honorary lifetime senatorial immunity he had been granted in 2019 when he left office, paving the way for him to stand trial. But his current whereabouts are unconfirmed. He's said to have travelled to Goma in eastern Congo after its seizure by M23 rebels earlier this year. Mr. Kabila has previously denied links to the rebels. If Mr. Kabila stands trial, he will become the first former head of state in the DRC to face treason charges.
The US State Department has announced fresh sanctions on Sudan in response to the alleged use of chemical weapons by Sudanese government forces in the country's ongoing civil war. Washington said it had determined that such weapons were used last year as Sudan's army battled the rival paramilitary group, the Rapid Support Forces, for control of the country. North Korean state media says a full-scale investigation is underway into the capsizing of a new warship at its launch ceremony in the presence of the country's leader, Kim Jong-un. The mishap saw parts of the 5,000-ton destroyer crushed, tipping the vessel off balance. Mr. Kim described it as an intolerable criminal act. Ukraine's foreign minister has dismissed remarks by President Putin about the creation of a buffer zone along the border with Ukraine. Mr. Putin said it was already being created by Russia's armed forces. Andriy Sybiha called the statement aggressive and pointed out it came amid active efforts to achieve a full and durable ceasefire. BBC News.